From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Yesterday, General Colin Powell endorsed Senator Barack Obama for the presidency. And last month, the senator raised a record $150 million from supporters. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now to provide analysis on the race to the White House. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Farai.
So a lot of folks had been waiting to see whether or not the rumors about Colin Powell were true. He's one of the most respected figures in American politics. So what do you think his endorsement's going to mean to the Obama campaign?
I think potentially it could help him close the deal. And as you know, we've been talking about this closing the deal problem for Barack Obama now for weeks. He seems to stay ahead in the polls. He seems to be doing very well state by state. But there are a certain number of voters, a high number of undecided relative to previous presidential elections, who seem to be having a little trouble quite getting their minds around casting that vote. And sometimes they talk about worrying about his experience level, particularly with respect to national security. So here comes a man who was Secretary of State under George W. Bush, who was chief of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under two presidents, and really exudes national security credibility. So when he's willing to endorse Barack Obama, that should be a huge help in relieving the fears of at least some voters.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of him addressing this issue.
I have some concerns about the direction that the party has taken in recent years. It has moved more to the right than I would like to see it, but that's a choice the party makes. And I said to Mr. Obama, you have to pass a test of, do you have enough experience, and do you bring the judgment to the table that would give us confidence that you would be a good president?
So there you got General Powell talking not only about the experience question, but also the judgment of the Republican Party. How hard did he go after his own party?
Well, you know, Colin Powell, after all, is a Republican, always has been a Republican, has served Republican presidents. And while he was briefly with President Clinton, that was really just basically hanging on after he had been the first President Bush's joint chairman. That is really an interesting part of what's going on here in Colin Powell's mind, because as much as he was apparently attracted to Barack Obama as a transformational figure, he called him a generational change figure, he also dealt some tough blows to his own party, which he has been at odds with increasingly, as he said, as it moves to the right. Colin Powell, that is, favors affirmative action, favors choice in the reproductive rights question, and has been at odds with much of the mood and tone of the neoconservatives, even as he served in the first Bush administration, which was why he was not in the second George W. Bush administration. Well, so, yes, this is a rejection of many of the aspects of his current party, as well as an expression of support for Obama.
I want to talk in a little bit about what this means for a McCain presidency or candidacy. But first of all, let's take a listen to a little bit more of this endorsement. He talked about, for example, the issue of faith.
I'm also troubled by not what Senator McCain says, but what members of the party say. And it is permitted to be said such things as, well, you know that Mr. Obama is a Muslim. Well, the correct answer is he is not a Muslim. He's a Christian. He's always been a Christian. But the really right answer is, what if he is? Is there something wrong with being a Muslim in this country? The answer is no, that's not America. Is there something wrong with some 7-year-old Muslim American kid believing that he or she could be president?
He went on to tell a story about a slain U.S. soldier from the war in Iraq who was an American Muslim, and seeing at his gravestone, often topped by crosses, you'll go to military gravestones, there's the crescent, the Muslim crescent there. He seemed to be talking very much about a pluralistic America and what he saw as the failings of this political season in addressing that. Was that an important moment?
I thought it was moving, and I thought it was almost unique in this autumn of ugly politicking. And I think that Colin Powell spoke for the angels of our better natures, to borrow a phrase from Abraham Lincoln, in saying, why in the world should it be an accusation that a candidate for president is of one faith or another. Why is this a recurrent accusation and charge that's flung against Barack Obama? I think we all know the answer, and that is that there's a great deal of fear abroad in America, fear about Muslims, fear based in 9/11, but broader fear than that. And any suggestion that could be made that a man who does have the name Barack Obama, which was derived from his father, who came from a Muslim background, that suggestion that that makes him in some sense or another complicit in the activities of people who are radicals in the Islamic world and people who would do harm to the United States, that implicit suggestion has been quite insidious throughout this entire campaign.
Ron, just want to touch on one more thing before we let you go for today. Senator Obama raised $150 million in September, most of it from smaller donations. What does that mean for the McCain campaign?
Well, the McCain campaign is swamped now by the extraordinary superior resources of the Obama campaign. So Obama can go into North Dakota and West Virginia, as well as spending tremendous amounts in all of the larger states that are toss-up states. He can push the envelope and he can spread the McCain resources, which are much more limited. He's on public financing, to the breaking point.
Well, Ron, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure, Farai.
That was NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving, and he joined us from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C.